Hello everybody, my name is Snowy. Today, I'll be presenting to you about COVID-19 impact on the Coca-Cola company. First, let's start with revenue. Revenue will be adversely impacted by the following five factors. First is supply shock. Supply is temporarily halted as the company's production is temporarily suspended at all manufacturing facilities. The company also has experienced some delay in its artificial sweeteners supply chain from China. And the second factor will be the demand shock. Demand shock is clear as the government significantly increased its efforts to reduce the spread of the virus, most notably is the stay-at-home orders. Other restrictions include travel, forced closure of restaurants, and cancellation of major sporting and entertainment events. All these restrictions currently have the most impact on the company's on-premise sales, including restaurants and movie theaters. And the next factor will be the higher default risk due to the higher uncertainties around the collectability, which will have a negative impact on the revenue. The last factor will be the unfavorable currency fluctuations. So the US dollars has strengthened against almost every key currency due to COVID-19. This means that when the company converts revenue in foreign currency back to the US dollars, that revenue amount will be much less. So considering all the factors in aggregate, the revenue could be materially impacted in a negative way. And next, I want to talk about the asset impairment. So the company should review for the impairment of its equity method investments in all operating regions due to the revised projection of the future operating results reflecting unfavorable macroeconomic conditions and unfavorable foreign currency exchange rate, as well as weaker sales and disruption of operation. And also, is the global economy suffering a shock of this scale all at once, the company should also evaluate the recoverability of its goodwill, especially given the occurrence of the following event, including the deterioration in the general economic conditions in the beverage industry, downward revision to the forecasted result, declining sales volume, declining projected cash flow, fluctuation in foreign currency exchange rate, supply chain disruption, declining market capitalization. However, with all that being said, the company currently has a price-to-book ratio of 9.52, which indicates that the company's market capitalization is still much greater than its book value. So in such a case, a decline in the share price and deterioration in the economic factors might not be expected to reduce Coca-Cola's fair value below its carrying amount, and a goodwill impairment may not be necessary. So regarding the company's debt, the company currently has a debt-to-equity ratio of 2.25, which is higher than its competitor, PepsiCo, as well as the beverage sector. Recently, in March, in response to the COVID-19, the company issued a 5 million debt offerings. So with such a highly leveraged operation, liquidity is in fact a matter of concern for the company, especially given its current ratio of 0.76 and a quick ratio of 0.56. Therefore, the company should closely monitor its debt and liquidity position and determine if it's probable that it will fail its debt covenants within 1 year from the balance sheet date. So regarding the company's pension plans, as can be seen from the figures shown on the slide, a substantial part of the company's pension investment is equity. But during this time of turmoil, the stock market of course, it's not doing well at all, and this decline in global equity markets and the fly-flown risk represent a risk to the company, who could be required to make larger contributions if the financial markets do not provide the returns that are expected. Accordingly, the company's funding gap could be widened. And then lastly is the marketing. Marketing is one of the company's competitive advantage, and the company does spend a lot of money in marketing every year to maintain its dominant position in the beverage industry. However, recognizing that marketing campaigns are often less effective in times like this, Coca-Cola, on the one hand, has taken actions to limit its marketing spend, which will allow it to preserve more cash. But on the other hand, the company decided to redirect a big part of its marketing fund to support the community. So these contributions will take the total support made by the company beyond $100 million. And this is a significant move for the company during the current unstable periods, as Coca-Cola may need more financial liquidity to ensure no disruption in its operations. And here is all my presentation for today. Thank you for listening.